Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum. Doug is the author of No Man's Land. And folks, as I said earlier, if you're running a business, you need to have this book because you'll find yourself in this book. You'll see yourself in this book several times, and you'll see how Doug says that if you don't like what you see, you can fix it. And Doug, again, congratulations on this very insightful book, and it's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
It's all about you, small business owners, I promise you. And he'll lay out for you. You know, you'll say, "Whoa, that's how I feel right now." And then you keep reading, you'll be able to see how to solve that problem. A professor of, fairly new, the last year or so, professor of entrepreneurship at Middle Tennessee State University, mtsu.edu, yes. I guess, right, Doug?
Absolutely.
So check out the program there. And a soon to be announced chairman of a soon to be announced entity that's going to be studying employment, the causes of employment, and also the things that hurt employment. Doug, and I'm looking forward to getting you back on the show. Thank you for letting us scoop this announcement, even if it's only part of the information. What are some of the things you talked earlier about the people who grow the economy? And what that takes, but what about some of the things that are going on that are preventing the economy from growing?
Well, you know, I'm gonna share with you an insight that was stunning to me that I think is fundamentally a bigger issue than many of the things we've talked about. And it started off the first day of class when I went into I probably have somewhere between 75 and 100 students in the business school. This is a school in the South. In a relatively conservative area, as you well know, Middle Tennessee. And I started my lecture with drawing a line on the board, Jim. One side, I defined profit as the value that your customers applaud you with above your cost structure.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side, I defined profit as the amount extracted from your customer to their disadvantage, which is the Marxist definition of profit.
Right.
And I've done it over two semesters now. When I ask the students what they believe profit represents in the United States, 80% consistently at the beginning of the class indicate that profit in the United States is the amount that a business owner extracts from their customer
Wow.
to their customer's disadvantage.
Wow.
So I think that
one is
of the
incredible.
Fundamental... Oh, it's incredible. It was stunningly shocking.
Did you have any idea the first time that was going to happen?
Oh, no, I figured that I would have 10% of the students that are taking an entrepreneurship program that weren't business students, maybe out of the social sciences, that mm-hmm. would say that. But this is 80% of the students consistently over two semesters.
Did they explain why they said that? Do you know why they... Was it because of the parents?
I'm sorry, you broke up. The question is, why did they ask that?
Yeah, why did they break up? Yeah, why did they say that, I mean?
You know, I had a brilliant gentleman, Amal Chaudhry, a former senior executive at a major Fortune 50 company. He said something I thought was fascinating. He said, it's the way they teach math in elementary school. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, in the old days... he said every math problem was Farmer Jones has three apples and decided to sell two apples, and what is his, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was very practically oriented.
Right.
And he said that there is no connection between the education of these kids going up and the real world. And he says he thinks that's an element of it. And second of all, there is no economic education, apparently, in the high school arena that tees up socialism or Marxism as compared to capitalism and what the advantages, disadvantages, and so forth.
There would have to be, at this level, that by the time you get them, Doug, at this level, if they've had any economics courses, some of this attitude would have to be coming from their economics education.
Yeah, I agree. Now, my shock was, as you know, if I was and I've lectured at major schools around the country and in Europe, I said, you know, if I was at Berkeley or Princeton,
right.
I would expect that. But in middle America,
mm-hmm.
it was shocking, and I think that every one of your listeners out there, if you've got kids, you probably I'll sit down and
ask them those questions.
Long discussion.
Yeah, ask them
about
that.
how you have to create value if you're going to stay.
That
in
would be a good conversation to have over dinner tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Doug, thanks for bringing this information to us. Thanks for congratulations on the new assignment. I know you've got a lot of free time, so this will be good to keep you occupied. And we're looking forward to hearing more about it. Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what we'd do without him. We always get smarter when Doug joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.